Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, yeah. Buckle up and hold on tight. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my friend Junior.
It's time.
Subject, I don't know what happened. His ex-wife got a real Christmas tree is the subject of this letter for today. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm on my second marriage, and there's an issue in my marriage. My husband was married for 18 years, and he's got two daughters and joint custody of them. I have a daughter that lives with us. We've blended the family nicely, and his daughters are sweet to my daughter, but they like to remind her that their father is not her father. My husband is not good at setting boundaries for his ex-wife. When we started dating, he let me know that he and his ex are friends, and whatever he does for her is for his daughters. I can accept that, but when it gets to be too much, I step in to help him set boundaries. The other day, he told me that since his ex-wife and the girls moved into a new house, he wanted to buy his daughters a nice Christmas tree. I was against it, but then I realized his daughter's feelings.
Then I considered
his daughter's feelings, and I agreed to it. We got a little 7-foot artificial tree out of the storage room, and I went and bought new ornaments. Saturday, he told me he was picking up his daughters to get a tree, and he took my daughter with them. I wasn't invited. 2 hours after they left, my daughter posted a video in her Instagram story, and they were shopping for a real tree. They picked a giant, beautiful, real fluffy tree. I had assumed they would go to Walmart and buy an artificial tree. My daughter said they took the tree to his ex-wife's house, and he set it up for them. And they decorated it together. I was crushed because I decorated our fake tree alone while they were gone. My husband always justifies things by saying that his daughter shouldn't suffer because he left their mother. Does he do it out of guilt? Will his ex-wife be forever a part of our family? Well, yeah, in a sense. She may not be a part of your family, okay, but she is a mother of your husband's daughters, and those are your stepdaughters. So the ex will always be in your life somehow, okay, as long as, you know, she's got the daughters and everything. You know, my issue is with you, though, really. I mean, this is kind of petty. You're worried about a Christmas tree here. I think you're saying it's about that, but what it really is that you don't want your man over there, and you don't want him over there doing stuff for them, like putting up the tree as a family. I think you're jealous where this is concerned. But I'm telling you, don't be insecure because he still wants to spend time with his daughters. That means he's a good dad, okay? He's right. He left their mom, not his kids. kids, so he wants to continue to show up in their life for them as their father. He and the ex don't have anything going on. I mean, if you guys can afford it, why don't you, you know, if there's something wrong with your tree, why don't you and your husband and the girls go out and get a tree? You didn't have to stay there and decorate the tree by yourself. You could have waited until they came home and you guys could have done it together. You know, he just went with the girls to get a new tree. You need to talk to him if you have a problem with how he's moving right now. But he sounds like a father who's just trying to do the right thing to me. As crazy as that all seems, it sounds, yeah, I don't have a problem with this. Steve?
Well, it's a twofold situation in my eyes. He's being a good dad and he's being punished for that. But he's doing it and he's making a couple of mistakes the way he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, when y'all, this is both of y'all's second marriage. He set this whole thing up by telling you that, you know, look, well, I'm going to do stuff with a daughter, and I'm going to do stuff for my daughter, and I'm going to do stuff for her. But the reason I'm doing it for her is for my daughter. He set all of this up with you in the beginning because he's active in their life as he should be. Now, you all say you all have blended the family together nicely, but the daughters are sweet to your daughter, but they always remind her that ain't your daddy. They do that. Kids gonna be kids. They're gonna jockey for position. Your husband is not good with setting boundaries for his ex-wife, and his ex-wife is flexing because she has two kids with him. And she's taking advantage of it. Now, let's get to the whole thing about what this letter's about. His ex got a real Christmas tree. First of all, when he picked up the daughter, when he picked up his two daughters, and he took your daughter, which is his daughter, which is to with his biological daughters, because he wanted to get them a tree because they had moved into a new house. Well, now, hear the problem you made, dog. When you took your daughter from your new wife with you, and she posted it on a story, so I'm assuming that these might be teenage kids if they can post on stories and stuff.
Wait a minute, what did you say? Wait, say that one more time, Steve, about the daughters.
What?
I just wanted you to say that one more time, what you said about the daughters. He has two daughters with his ex. He has two daughters with his ex, and then the wife had a daughter. The new wife right. has a daughter. Second wife yes. has a daughter. Okay.
But see, that's his daughter. He has three daughters now.
He can separate
them. Mm-hmm. If you separate them, they will help you separate them.
Yeah,
make
that's
difference.
What the deal is. Uh-huh. When I come back, I'm gonna tell you the mistake mm-hmm. he's making with this.
Yeah.
He's a great dad, but he's making mm-hmm. a mistake.
Mm. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree.
Okay, so on the break, I read this letter again. This man was married to this woman for 18 years, and they got two daughters. His ex-wife were married 18 years, and they got two daughters. So I'm going to assume that these two daughters are teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they got Instagram, and they post his stories.
Mm-hmm.
The woman he's married to now who's writing this letter, she has a daughter from her previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old she is, but they treat her nicely. But they do remind her that he's not your real daddy. That's our real daddy. But they treat her nicely, and you all have blended, and they're sweet to the girl. Okay, cool. So we got that out the way. Now, the man set this up by telling you, listen, I'm going to do some things for my wife, my ex-wife, because we're friends, but everything I do for her is because of the daughters. You are okay with that. Now, let's get to what the problem is. It's a Christmas tree. The ex-wife and the two daughters have moved into a new house. He wants to get them a nice tree for their house for Christmas. Okay. So he takes your daughter, which is his daughter, from this marriage, Christmas tree shopping with his daughters from his previous marriage. And he goes and buys them a real Christmas tree. Big old fluffy tree. You done went to the storage room and went on there and got that little ragged ass Sears tree. 7 feet tall. In the box.
Man.
That's in the box that you've been putting up for years. And so now you bought some ornaments for the tree, some new ornaments. They went tree shopping. You look on Instagram, your daughter done posted, they bought a tree. They take the tree to his ex-wife's house where his daughters live. They set the tree up and they all decorate it. Now, you said earlier they went Christmas tree shopping and you weren't invited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was just him and the girls, so that's cool. Because the tree is for the girls. But it's at the ex-wife's house. I mean, that's where they stay.
That's where they live, yeah.
So, in a way, this would be cool. Here's the mistake he's making. You got to not make them kids feel and see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go above and beyond in treating them the same and equal. This is not your stepdaughter. This is your daughter. If the daughters get a real tree, everybody get a real tree.
Yeah.
See, he should have bought two real trees is what he should have did.
Yeah.
Because you can't make the quote-unquote stepdaughter feel step. Mm-hmm. See, the reason we never used the word step in our family was because when you say stepchild, it's usually like a step down. And it's like a step down from the level that the regular children are on. That's why we never use that term.
Mm.
So now, but you can't let them see or feel a difference. Now, if his daughter's got a big fluffy Christmas tree, he should have got a big Christmas tree at his house too. That's the mistake he made.
Yes.
That would have cleared this whole thing up. Mm. And bruh, that's all you got to do. Everybody got to get equal and like treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And you can't have your new wife feeling some kind of way because you're doing all this extra stuff for your ex-wife, because that's how she's looking at that too. Oh, she got a tree and y'all all decorate the tree together. I didn't know you was gonna go over there and put it up and decorate it together. I wanted to surprise y'all when you came home. Y'all come home late. I done decorated the tree by myself and y'all ass was over there having family time. What?
Right.
Yep. You see why she's... Well, you see, now she gonna be upset about that, dog. And this is your fault. Because you got to do everything equal. If you're over there having hot chocolate, you got to come home and have hot chocolate.
Wait a minute. What?
You done bought the vodka pound cake from Neiman Marcus over there.
Yeah.
You got to come in your house with the vodka pound cake.
Okay.
You know, see, that's what you got to do.
With
now,
that bro,
that's
chocolate.
The mistake you making. And you've got to sit your husband down and say, hey, listen, we can't feel like we're second-class citizens when it comes to special events while your ex and your biological children get all the perks. So I think that's unfair. So you can do whatever you want to do for them. I'm not stopping you. But you needed to start doing the same thing over here. See that real big fluffy tree? That was beautiful, but that would look good in this house too.
Yeah, they should go get one.
Yes. See, because they had a new house, he feel like they should get a new tree.
New tree.
Well, and you got to get everybody else a new tree, though.
Something, a thought came to my head, because a lot of mothers have mom guilt. Do dads have dad guilt
well?
Is that what he's dealing with, dad guilt as well?
Hell yeah. Because they
don't hear a lot about it.
He said in the letter, they can't pay because I left their mother.
Right. Right, I left their mother, not them.
See, but then also now, you got to be careful of the Disney dad syndrome, too.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when you do see the kids, you can't be Disney dad. And then all of a sudden, when you go home to your family, ain't no Disney.
Right. It's just an old tree.
No, man. No, you got to be in Disney dad mode all the way around, boy, bro.
Yeah. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.